BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has made a defiant response to Egypt's decision to expel his country's ambassador. Here's our Arab Affairs editor, Sebastian Usher.
It's Recep Tayyip Erdogan, but the interim government in Egypt and the army that installed it are most angered by. The Egyptian Foreign Ministry singled out recent comments by Mr. Erdogan in support of Mohamed Morsi as the key reason for ordering Turkey's ambassador out. In response, Mr. Erdogan said he had respect for Mr. Morsi, but none for those who take power through military coups. Adding fuel to the fire, Mr. Erdogan flashed the four-finger salute that Mr. Morsi's supporters have adopted as their slogan.
UN climate talks in Poland have ended with delegates reaching a last-minute compromise to save the latest round of talks on global warming from failure. Correspondents say the disagreements between rich and poor countries meant the negotiations produced only a modest set of measures. Their agreement is meant to pave the way for a deal to be signed in Paris in 2015. Matt McGraw reports.
After an hour-long huddle in the corner of the hall, a compromise was found where the word contributions was substituted for commitments. It may seem like a trivial detail, but it allows the richer countries to continue to claim that a new deal will apply to all, while for India and China, it allows them to maintain that their obligations will be very different from the likes of the US and the European Union. This was a key moment of compromise, but many others will be required before the work is done in Warsaw. A new deal in Paris is still a very long way away.
At talks with world powers over its disputed nuclear programme, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has reiterated that any agreement must respect what he called his country's inalienable right to enrich uranium. A member of his team has described the discussions with six world powers as difficult and intensive. Our Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen reports.
Saudi Arabia, Iran's rivals on the other side of the Gulf, and Israel believe that the Iranians are playing the United States and the world's big powers here in Geneva. The Israelis and the Saudis are against any agreement that allows Iran to keep enriching uranium. They believe that would allow the Iranians the option of building a nuclear bomb. Iran says it's only interested in the peaceful uses of nuclear power. But it insists it would never accept a deal that took away what it calls its right to enrich uranium.
The president of Latvia has said the collapse of a supermarket, which killed at least 54 people on Thursday, should be treated as murder. President Andris Bērziņš also called for a speedy investigation into the disaster in the capital. Rescue teams searching for bodies have suspended their operation until Sunday, following the collapse of the rest of the roof. That caused the neighbouring building, a shopping centre, to shake violently, and hundreds of people fled into the street in panic. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Police in Angola have fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse hundreds of opposition supporters who were demonstrating against the disappearance of two activists. The protest in the capital, Luanda, was organised by the opposition party UNITA, which fought a 27-year civil war against the MPLA government. UNITA says dozens of its members were arrested beforehand. The leader of the opposition in Venezuela, Enrique Capriles, has accused President Nicolas Maduro of being too cowardly to arrest him, relying instead on detaining people around him. Mr. Capriles said two of his aides were detained without explanation on Thursday night. Thousands of supporters are holding a nationwide day of protests against Mr. Maduro, who was recently given special powers to govern by decree for a year. The country will hold local elections in 2 weeks. Pope Francis has warned about the commercialisation of athletes during a meeting with leaders of the Olympic movement. David Willey reports from Rome.
Pope Francis played basketball as a young man and is a keen supporter of his local San Lorenzo football club in Buenos Aires. He told Olympic leaders, "Sport is harmony, but if money and success prevail, then this harmony crumbles." And speaking to the rugby teams, he said, "It's no walk in the park. Rugby's like life because we're all heading for a goal. We need to run together and pass the ball from hand to hand until we get to it." The Vatican has just formed its first cricket team. Sepp Blatter gave the Pope a special Latin edition of the FIFA magazine, which translates football into Latin as pendiludum.
A special 50th anniversary episode of the BBC's science fiction television programme Doctor Who, broadcast simultaneously around the world, is ending about now. The Day of the Doctor, featuring aliens including the Daleks and the Zygons, aired in more than 90 countries. The 75-minute episode was also screened in 3D in cinemas around the globe. BBC News.